He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Alicia.
Good morning.
What's going on? How you feeling this week?
Much better.
I'm glad to hear that. Everything went well with the procedure last week?
Yeah, for the most part. I ended up having some issues afterwards and had to go to the ER that following morning at like 3:30. But yeah, I'm fine now.
All right,
they give her this invasive test, right? Tell her she can't eat anything for 2 days. Then they tell her when it's over, oh, you're fine. You'll be fine, one of the nurses says. The other one says, you should take it easy. What did we have, babe? 2 large sandwiches and ice cream?
They tell you you can eat whatever you want. And I was like, really? After not eating for 42 hours?
Right.
Doesn't sound right. She's like, well, don't go home and eat buffalo wings. I was like, okay, I'm going to go home and eat a steak and cheese.
Right.
Much better.
literally anything besides buffalo wings
right.
was on the table.
Yeah, she's like, I'll have 3 large pizzas. Great.
Didn't go well for me.
How was Raven throughout the whole ordeal? He was good?
He was great through, you know, the whole procedure and taking care of me that day. But when I woke up at 2 a.m., you know, with severe pain, and I mean, I was so sick. He laid in bed for at least an hour before he took me seriously and got up crying on the bathroom floor, going, what's wrong with me? They messed something up. I'm dying. And yeah, he finally got out of bed. He was like, oh, I didn't realize it was this serious.
I mean, I don't remember anything she said. I remember waking up. She was uncomfortable, but she didn't say, I think I need to go to the hospital or.
Oh, no, I did.
Yeah, well, I don't remember any of that. I mean, I was asleep.
He rolled over at one point. He goes, if it's that bad, you should probably go to the emergency room. 2 seconds later, he's snoring.
Well,
I'm not making excuses for him because trust me, like he should get up and take care of you when you're in that much pain. But sometimes my husband says we have full conversations when I'm sleeping and I have no recollection, like nothing the next day. What he should have done is just taken ice water and poured it on his face. And then he would have woken up and taken
me
seriously.
When your wife crying, get up.
Yeah, you know.
Don't call me crazy.
I mean, I've heard you before.
Wow.
I don't think that's the right thing.
Wow.
Okay. It's all because you had 2 steak and cheeses and ice cream? That's why you were in so much pain?
I did not have 2 steak and cheese. I had 1.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I also had chips and dip and ice cream.
Mm. And a ham and cheese. You had both of those.
Well, I had a half a ham and cheese for dinner.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little much.
Luckily, everything is fine. And how else has Raven been behaving as a husband?
Not good. There's a lot of broken stuff that needs to be handled around the house that I've just been waiting for him to do that he's completely ignoring. And then the moment I'm like, are you going to do that? Then I'm the bad guy because he's just left it sitting there. Like, we got the new TV. It's been up for weeks now. And all the wires that he was supposed to hide behind it,
mm-hmm.
No, they're just hanging down, looks tacky. The linen closet door has been broken for about 2 months. He won't fix it. One of the cameras is stuck on black and white, and the doorbell's making this god-awful noise. He won't fix it. Like, I don't know what's going on with him. He just won't fix anything. Just turn it all fall apart.
You love to fix things, Raven. What's going on?
I do like to fix things when I'm in the mood to fix things, though. Here's the thing. I don't work for Ring. I don't work for the Samsung soundbar people. I don't work for the closet people, whoever put that thing up on top of the closet. I'm going to get to these things when my mind is ready, Anna.
Okay, so based on when Raven's mind is ready, what kind of grade would you like to give him for the week, Alicia?
A D, Anna. He's getting a D simply for that response.
A D after a date weekend.
Listen, I'll give you an A when my mind is ready.
And it'll probably be after you fix these things.